Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Stephanie from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, how are things in Denver?
They're good. They're pretty warm this week.
Well, okay. Well, what do you do there in Denver?
I am a zookeeper.
You're a zookeeper?
What?
Jesus. That is exciting. Do you have are you in charge of any particular animal or exhibit?
I mostly take care of the bears.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What kind of bears?
That's a real job.
I am jettisoning our entire segment, and we are now going to talk to you for 10 minutes
about bears.
What bears in particular? Do you have a particular species of bears?
We have grizzly bears and polar bears here at the Denver Zoo.
Whoa, I have heard that grizzly bears and polar bears are the two most dangerous kinds of bears, that they will eat you up.
Yeah, we try to keep people out of the exhibit.
Right.
Do grizzly bears and polar bears like each other?
I think the more important question, though, is do they like you?
They do. My grizzly bears can actually smell me out of a crowd.
Really?
Yeah.
So
obsession.
Exactly. So, yes.
Well, Stephanie, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each of them, Stephanie. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first limerick.
We all know that the boss is a jerk, and that underground feelings will lurk. Give in to that urge. Let some teardrops emerge. It's okay to be crying at...
Work.
Yes, that is right. A recent study found that 75% of CFOs think that crying at work once in a while shouldn't carry a stigma. In fact, it's completely normal, especially if you're completely useless at your job, Carol. Or if a bear bites you.
I'll tell you, I'm a stand-up comic. I tried that once.
Lose confidence
very quickly.
The argument is crying is not a shameful thing. It's a human emotion. Happens to all of us sometimes, you know, like when the vending machine is out of Diet Coke. So it should not be seen as a negative unless you're doing it every single day. That's a problem. Or if your job is like an entertainer at children's birthday parties. Or something else where you need to appear cool, right? I mean, you never want to hear greetings from the flight deck. Those of you on the left side.
Hey, I have a question. Steph, do bears ever cry?
Well, they don't cry.
No. Do they ever get sad? Do we ever have sad bears?
We once changed out the bedding for one of our bears, and she got really upset with us.
Oh, okay.
Do what doves ever do? Cry?
Here, Stephanie, is your next limerick.
In Taken 2, I've seen him greasin'. With apples, our bonds will be increasin'. Lead stallion on set. How could I forget my work with my pal?
I'm sorry, I totally missed it. Could you do it one more time?
Oh, yes, he can.
In Taken 2, I've seen him greasing. With apples, our bonds be increasing. Lead stallion on set. How could I forget my work with my pal?
I need a hint, guys.
Yeah, imagine an actor. Imagine a bear with a Scottish accent.
Liam Neeson.
Yes. Actor and Schindler, Liam Neeson, claims a horse on the set of his new movie recognized him from filming a previous Western years before. Either that, or the horse was just being polite. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, right. Oh yeah, you rode me years ago. Yeah. Of course. Apparently the connection was instant. The horse got excited and whinnied when the actor arrived on set, and Neeson remembered him too, saying, "You never forget a horse face."
What?
People were doubtful, but other actors backed up Neeson's claims. This is true. Russell Crowe chimed in on Twitter. He said he worked with a horse named George on the movie Gladiator, and then he worked with him again on Robin Hood. The horse recognized them, and they are, quote, lifelong friends.
Aww.
Asked for comment, George said, "More like colleagues." Here is your last limerick, Steph.
Our new iOS, we finagle, 'cause of emails sent in by P. Sagal. With all of his pleas, we were feeling the squeeze. So we added cream cheese to our...
bagel?
Yes, indeed, and a strong showing of what people can accomplish when they work together for change. Apple finally put cream cheese on the bagel emoji. Before this week, the bagel emoji was a smooth, plain bagel with no toppings, and users were horrified at what was essentially just a slice of white bread with a hole punched through it. Tim Cook himself apologized, saying, "Yes, of course, people want the circle bread with the white paste on it. I, too, insert regular human food into my face port." This is a big win for the community of people that want their emojis to be literal representations of the thing. Next, they'll add relish to the hot dog and more veins to the eggplant. Bill, how did Steph do in our quiz?
With three right, Stephanie's our queen for a day.
Congratulations, Stephanie.
Yay!
Stephanie, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.